What's the problem at this moment? Can't find any. Yeah, but it's not this norm, but tomorrow when I get there, what's going to happen when this or that, when the moment comes, there's more than enough power in you to face it and to take right action when right action is called for, because you will face the challenge when it's true in that state of welcoming attention and look it straight in the face. And in that moment, there is no thought. When you face a challenge, truly, there is no thought. There is just the looking. And it may be an actual looking or metaphorically speaking. You are looking at the situation, the totality of what has arisen at this moment. What needs to be solved, responded to, dealt with at this moment. And you look. And in that looking, that is fierce and gentle at the same time, there is an activation of a greater intelligence than what you have learned, whatever you may have learned. Now, what you have learned may eventually come into play also, because eventually, perhaps, you will take action, part of which is to do with certain things that you have learned to do. Or you will speak words, which is to do with using language that you learned in the past. But that will be only an instrument of the... It will be inspired use of whatever form comes into play when you deal with it. But there's the moment of alert, aware sessions in which there's no thought and there's just the looking. And any master does that in any field, has the ability to look for a moment and then respond out of that. The greater intelligence responds out of that. You just, in the same way that great sportsmen play their sports, no tennis player, great tennis player thinks, well, I think the ball is going to come there next, so I'll better move to the left now. Now I've got to get ready for the other side to jump to there. Now I have to 2 meters forward quickly. It would be impossible through conceptual thinking in the mind. There is no thought. And if thought interferes, they're not playing well today. And they all have days when they're not playing well. And very great sportsmen actually enjoy tremendously the flow of energy and realize that they are not doing it. But their ability to just be there. So this is the non-conceptual intelligence in you, the non-conditioned, unconditioned intelligence in you that becomes activated. And that deals with problems beautifully, true problems, or rather true challenges, because there are no problems. Problem arises when you are either imagining something happening to you now, it is not happening, you're somewhere else, it's not happening now. You're dwelling mentally on some possible situation. Because even if you had an illness that is very problematic, you don't know the outcome. Will I survive or will I not survive? Of course, eventually, nobody here survives as the form. How much longer will I survive? Is that... Now, to some people, that becomes a dreadful burden to know that you have a condition that you may not survive, which, of course, everybody is suffering from it in a wider sense. It's called, it's an incurable disease called mortality.